听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 5. Packing. 2. Vocabulary. Absorbent. Air bubble. Assortment. Barrel. Bubble. Bulk. Bundle. Cardboard box. Carton. Certification. Cherry picker.Circulation, client, coated, commodity, component, consolidate, corrosion, corrugated, crate, customize, decorative, dismount, doubly, drill, exquisite, forklift,Gel, greaseproof, hard and fast rule, housing, indicative mark, inhibit, intact, Lloyd's of London, label, logo, marketing packing, masking tape, moisture, sensitive, monitor,Obligation, obliterate, ore, overhead crane, pallet, penalty, perishable, plywood, polythene, product code, rear end, rigging, saw, seal, shipping mark.Shrink wrap, silica, silica gel, skid, slipshod, spotty, spring, staging, steamer, stencil, strap, timber, trademark, transit, transparent, vapor, warning mark.Waybill. 3. Listening practice. 1. Listen to the first part of a passage and fill in the blanks. With All World Crating's worldwide damage-free record, you can be assured that your precious cargo will arrive at its destination in perfect condition. All World Crating Incorporated.Manufactures quality wooden crates and skids that are customized to meet customer requirements and mode of transportation. On-site services include crating, packing, and container staging loading, as well as dangerous goods packing and certification, and vapor corrosion inhibiting. All World Crating Incorporated provides customized packing and crating for sea,air or land shipment. The customer's goods are measured, consolidated for shipment, then crates and or skids are designed and built according to size and weight. Depending on packaging location, they are packed in-house or transported to the customer's location and packed, sealed, and loaded for shipment. Measurements and design for end products are always monitored to ensure a quality crate skid.And blocking and bracing are final steps in securing the contents. All World Crating Incorporated has established a damage-free record worldwide. 2. Listen to the second part and complete the notes. All World Crating Incorporated is centrally located 5 miles from the International Airport,In a recently expanded 30,000-square-foot warehouse, the warehouse is equipped with a monitored alarm system. Mass production capabilities allow building up to 200 crates per day, with size and weight capacity up to 90 tons. Among equipment in use are 5,500 to 30,000-pound forklifts, overhead cranes, a cherry picker, and basic rigging tools, an assortment of saws and drills, as well as a fully equipped mobile packing unit. All World Crating Incorporated is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 3. Listen to a passage and answer the following questions. In international trade, most goods need packing. Packing is one of the essential component parts of commodity production. Packing can protect the commodity and keep it good in quality and intact in quantity during the distribution process. At the same time, it can increase the market value of the goods. The kinds of cargoes used in international trade fall into three categories, depending on the type of packing used. The first type of goods is called bulk cargoes, which refer to the goods whose qualities are more stable. They needn't to be packed, or it's very difficult or even impossible to have them packed. For instance, iron ore, grain, coal, etc. The second type of goods is called nude cargoes, which refer to those with regular shapes, in pieces of different shapes, and needn't be packed. For instance, steel plates, timber, rubber, etc. The third type is called packed cargoes, which refer to those which need shipping packing, marketing packing, or both. Shipping packing is also called big packing or outer packing. Cargoes need to be packed in different ways, such as in bales, cases, barrels, or bundles. Marketing packing is also called small, sales, or inner packing. The function of marketing packing is to protect the goods as well as to beautify and introduce them. 4. Listen to the passage again and complete the chart below. 4. Sample dialogues.
Dialogue 1.
Now that we have agreed on most of the terms concerning the deal, shall we discuss the packing now?
Fine, I'd love to.
What kind of packing do you plan to use?
We are to use a polythene wrap for each item, so they are ready for window display.
Outer packing?
Cartons. Is that okay?
Cartons? I am afraid cartons are not strong enough for heavy loads. You should make sure the cartons are strong enough to stand rough handling.
Certainly. We will use metal straps to reinforce the outside.
What if rain gets into the boxes?
Well, all our cartons are lined with plastic sheets, so they're waterproof. You know, cartons are extensively used in this line of business in international trade.
Agree.
Dialogue 2.
I think the silk scarves should be competitive not just in price, quality, but packaging and appearance as well. You know that when a package catches the eye, it will certainly help a lot in promoting the sales.
Yes, you are right. Good sales packing can not only protect the goods, but also attract customers.
Do you have any ideas about the inner packing of your scarves?
We plan to use double packing. For example, use an outer cardboard box with a window display, which can provide a look inside. This scarf is wrapped in a transparent plastic bag first, and then put in a cardboard box, which is designed in an exquisite style to match the silk scarf.
That sounds good. Have you got any samples here?
Of course. Let's go to the sample room.
Dialogue 3.
A is a newcomer in a shipping company, while B has worked in the company for many years. B is telling A how to judge proper packing.
I know that claims can be denied for insufficient packing. How do I know something is packed well enough?
There are no definitive rules on packing.
What might be adequate packing for a relatively small package weighing less than 10 kilos?
Well, no insurance company can give a hard and fast rule because of the variances in what is shipped. You have to use your judgment, but there is one guideline I can offer. Studies show that at some point during the average journey, goods being shipped either fall 2 meters or receive an impact that is the equivalent of a 2-meter fall. The best guideline I can give is, if whatever you move cannot survive a 2-meter fall, it is not packed well enough.
What if someone brings an item to be shipped that I do not think is packed well?
You have several options. First, you can accept the shipment, but refuse to insure it for anything but total loss, noting poor packing on the receipt of goods. Secondly, you can offer to repack the goods adequately, and upon proper packing, can then offer full cargo insurance coverage. And thirdly, you can refuse the shipment entirely because the quality of the packing may well be an indication of the type of overall operation the shipper runs. Slipshod and spotty. Do you need that kind of client?
What if my shipper demands I send the shipment?
You accept legal responsibilities once you accept goods to move on behalf of others. You accept obligations which may result in financial or even legal penalties if anything goes wrong. Understand these obligations so that you can make an informed decision on whether or not to accept the risk on a shipment you feel is poorly packed. Is the value of the client worth it? Only you can make that determination.
6. Follow-up practice. 1. Listen to 10 sentences on the tape and write them down. 1. We are to use plastic wrappers for each shirt so they are ready for window display. 2. Please use normal export containers unless you receive special instructions from our agents. 3. We hope the design and color will be strongly attractive to the American people. 4. As for the packing of the products, we'd like to use crates. 5. For this kind of product we export, each item is individually packed in plastic sheets. 6. Every 24 pieces are packed in a paper carton before shipping. 7. Our customer's satisfaction is something we always pay a great deal of attention to. 8. As these goods are valuable and vulnerable to damage, we shall pack every 2 dozen in a paper carton, then pack 4 cartons into 1 big wooden case. 9. Actually, we keep making improvements in our method of packing in order to meet the keen competition in the world market. 10. Each carton is lined with waterproof paper, so the contents can't be spoiled by dampness or rain. 2. Listen to a dialogue and answer the following questions.
Could you tell me what kind of packing you plan to use for these goods?
Sure. We wrap each jar in tissue paper, placing it in its individual decorative cardboard. Then we pack the boxes in strong cardboard, 12 to a carton, separated from each other by corrugated paper dividers.
That sounds good. I guess I can rest assured.
Certainly. We always pay particular attention to the safety of packing, especially for these fragile commodities.
I appreciate that. But there is still one thing I'd like to mention. Because the goods will be transshipped at Hong Kong, I hope each case will be marked with details of weights, symbols of warnings and directions, as well as your own marks.
Sure, no problem. Actually, they are not only shockproof, but also dampproof. We have written on the case warnings like, use no hook, stow away from heat, do not drop, and fragile. We hope this reassures you.
Yes, I think so.
We understand your concerns about packing, and want you to know that we take every possible precaution to ensure that our products reach our customers all over the world in prime condition. 3. Listen to a passage and choose the best answer to each question. Our staff are well trained to meet the requirements of customers, as we have a fine reputation for the care we take with the goods of our valued customers. Your packing needs are served by us in an expert way. Offering services to pack your belongings safely and securely is our business. selling of packing materials. A wide range of packing materials are available, such as various sizes of standard cartons, corrugated rolls, air bubbles, plywood boxes, masking tape, plastic and steel straps, buckles, etc., which are stored in our warehouses. They are sold at special rates through our retail store or delivered in bulk orders to your premises. Therefore, you are assured of getting real value for money and quality goods. Marine Cargo. FCL Cargo. We offer an unbeatable service in handling full container loads to all ports in the world. 20-foot and 40-foot containers in international standard sizes and special sizes are also available. Frozen goods, perishables, consumable items can also be handled through our sea cargo service. LCL Cargo. We offer loose container cargo consolidations to almost all parts of the world, both for general cargo and for personal belongings, along with packing, transportation, insurance facilities, and other services.